Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I am very exercised about the falseness of these movements and these experiences, and I knew someone. I knew she had flights of fancy that were not real. I've known two people very close that I would say that's just the enemy's deception. So then the Lord took me to this verse in First Peter again. And the issue is living or dead. While there may be experiences, the end of it is death. While there may be phenomena, there may be knowledge, and all this about laying on graves of saints and soaking up their anointing, it's necromancy. It's vile and abomination to God, and that will not go anywhere but death. But I was struck this morning because in 1 Peter it says, you come to him as a living stone, which has been rejected by men. And God says it's more than a living stone. It's a cornerstone. The cornerstone, you grew up in a construction expert father, and the cornerstone sets the foundation and sets the perfection of the sides. I'm not saying it well. But it says it's that the stone will be rejected, meaning Christ. And then it gives you why the stone is rejected. A stone of stumbling and a block of offense. For they stumble because they were disobedient to the word. And to this doom they were also appointed.
It's a plumb line. The cornerstone is the plumb line, and the word is our plumb line. It's the line of this is where it is. This is where the truth is. This is the plumb line.
Mm-hmm. Let me read it in the Amplified. The stone will cause stumbling and a rock that will give men offense. They stumble because they disobey and disbelieve God's word, as those who reject him were destined, appointed to do. Those who reject him perish. They're destined to perish. That's so sober. And so you were talking this morning about how concerned you are and how tragic both of these extremes are, to miss him and have a substitute that will take you to death. It's just tragic. So those who disbelieve the word will believe the lie. Those who disobey the word will obey the lie. So any involvement is an indictment of the one who's involved, not so much the people. You can be mesmerized. There's a whole lot of witchcraft about it, a whole lot of seduction and so forth. But if you touch it and are mesmerized by it, it's because of something in you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that, back to John 17, it says, this is eternal life, to know you, the only true and real God. And likewise to know him, Jesus, as the Messiah. It is the whole purpose for God coming to earth in the form of his Son and giving his life was so that we could have a connection with God. And if your connection is to the word or to the experience, then you've missed the entire centrality. I did a tape, I think it's going to come out in May, and it's about the super spirituality. It was not quite about what we're talking about, but it's going off beyond the spirit, ahead of the spirit, outside the spirit, and wanting to be spectacular. It's actually about ambition. It's when Paul had an experience of going to the third heaven, he wouldn't even tell it as his own experience. I thought about that this morning and it astonished me. He made it, I know a man who went to the third heaven and heard things that he couldn't repeat and heard things that were unspeakable. And then, you know what happened to him afterwards? He had a thorn in the flesh. And the Lord would not remove it because the thorn in the flesh was to keep him humble and from being self-exalted by the very revelation he had. So if the grand visit to heaven and the walking in the stars or whatever's going on, there's going to be a great discipline of God to keep the person from taking it to themselves and being exalted. But what I witnessed with my own eyes was the exaltation of the person. Wow, this person has had this experience, maybe not. But that means they are spiritual. No, a spiritual person is just one that does the will of God by the Spirit and is led of the Spirit. That's a spiritual man. And a spiritual man who's led of the Spirit will recognize the Antichrist spirit. That's the only safety. And that's what I'm pleading for, is get in the Word. We went to hear a lady recently, Catherine Kuanala. And she's connected to a lot of people that I'm very suspicious about. However, this woman, at this point in her life, is extremely genuine because she flows with the Scriptures. She's steeped in the Scriptures. She listens to the Word all day long. And her book is about genuine walking with the Lord and the discipline, the chastening, the stripping of the Lord. She knows what the wilderness is and what its purpose is. The purpose is to strip you and make you able to endure great miracles. And so she is a pure stream that I feel like her base is the Word and the Spirit together. She has the Spirit to enlighten her, to understand she's being cleansed and stripped and scourged. She has the Spirit to lead her in His will. She has the Spirit to give her vision, and she's grounded, so deeply grounded in the Word that she just pours it out of her mouth constantly in her messages. And she's living in the cross. That's the absence. You remove the cross of Christ, you've removed Christ. Derek Prince has a book about the blood that I've never read before. I'm just in the first pages, but he said if you eliminate the cross, you have eliminated Christ. The cross is where it took place. The cross is where we were freed. The cross is what's going to happen to you. So that's what it looks like if I've drawn a picture of it. The Spirit without the Word is the wrong spirit. And if the preaching doesn't contain the Word of God on the basis of revelation from the Spirit, then you've eliminated the Word of God, which is a man, the man.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.